The Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Expert, which is sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. This morning, let's talk with Patrick Nowd. He is a physician, an orthopedic surgeon with the Mid-Michigan Physicians Group. Patrick, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on the show, Tony.
You know, Patrick, as a guy who I guess is a sports guy, I've done everything. I play a lot of different sports still with my kids. I've had a partially torn meniscus. I've had sprained ankles. I've had all kinds of injuries. I don't think I've ever experienced the pain that I experienced when I had tendonitis in my shoulder. I know that shoulder injuries, especially due to overhand throwing sports, can be very, very troubling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big problem. And when we talk about overhead throwing athletes, obviously, you think about the major league pitchers and those sorts of athletes. But, you know, we also see them in volleyball players, specifically the spikers. We see them in tennis players. We see them in football players. All those motions in which you need to put some velocity and accuracy on a ball or whatever instrument it is that you're using to throw.
Why do these injuries occur? Is it because of a lack of mobility, a lack of strength, or just a breakdown from wear and tear?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. The bottom line is we have theories about why these happen, but there are no true hard and fast answers. Obviously, in baseball in particular, you know, we're starting to look at pinch counts and really limiting pitchers because of the incidence of these injuries in that population, though just limiting pitch counts on its own has not really shown the correlation that we'd like to see in terms of decreasing these types of injuries. The bottom line is it's not a mobility issue as you know, the thing that you do have in your shoulder is a lot of mobility. As a matter of fact, what we think is the mobility is part of the problem. Being that in order to have the mobility you have in your shoulder, you have to have somewhat of an unstable joint on your hands in order to allow yourself to rotate and torque in the sort of positions that we do. What we do think is that it's fatigue or torque that we see from throwing or producing these motions in such a violent manner that over time can cause wear and tear, similar to how people do injure their menisci in their knee and how people do injure other aspects of their body.
You know, I when I watch people spike volleyballs and throw pitches, it just doesn't seem like that's a normal activity for a shoulder.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you hit it right on the bullseye there. These are not normal behaviors. I mean, when whatever our creator did to make us whole, I don't think he had in mind the idea of throwing a baseball 100 miles per hour with a significant amount of torque to make the motion in the air. These motions are very complex. You know, you see somebody throw, and to the layperson, it seems like a very normal motion, but there's a lot to that motion. It starts at the feet, it goes through the hips, and it goes up through the shoulder and even into the elbow and the arm. And without all those aspects of things working in concert, there can be a lot of stresses at one or the other. So we see injuries in pitchers, you know, down at the hips. We see stress fractures down in the lower extremities from pitching. So there's a lot that goes on with that motion, and if the mechanics are off slightly, there can be consequences to that.
So what injuries do you see with overhand throwing sports?
Well, the real major one that everybody thinks about is what we lay people call dead arm syndrome, which is basically the loss of velocity and accuracy on the baseball or whatever instrument it is that you use. And that's really a syndrome that includes problems with inflammation and or tears of the rotator cuff, bicipital tendonitis, because the biceps tendon actually works its way up into the shoulder, and so you can have problems with the biceps from issues that arise in the shoulder. And then there can be tears in the capsules and in the labral tissue and all those sorts of stabilizing factors up in the shoulder as well. All those can happen. Multiple things can happen over time, or you can have a single problem, but the bottom line is they start somewhere and they tend to coalesce and become bigger and bigger issues.
All right, what can be done to prevent overhand throwing injuries? You know, what was interesting, when I had my problems with my shoulders doctor now. And even when I've had other injuries, I found that I just needed some strength training and stretching, and I never had problems with those areas again. What can be done with overhead throwing injuries?
Yeah, I mean, that's first and foremost. You know, we can do that on the back end, like happened in your case, but the real thing that we try to do is prevent these injuries. If you identify, for example, on a pitcher that they're starting to lose a little bit of velocity, you know, and I'm talking about very subtly, 2 or 3 or 4 miles per hour on their fastball, or they're losing accuracy a bit, you have to start there, and you have to start looking at whether there's a problem, because oftentimes people start to see these symptoms before they actually have pain. Now, once you get to the setting of pain, there's no question the mainstay for injuries such as this is rehabilitation. And generally speaking, if we can stabilize the joint and then evaluate the mechanics in which are causing the problem in the first place and correct those, then we can correct the problem before there's a big issue. If things get down the line where rehab isn't working, there are surgical solutions to these, but as the pathology gets more specific and more complex, the recovery after these, it's not phenomenal. I think that we have pitchers that get back to the previous level of their pitching abilities with injuries such as this that require surgeries, somewhere in the 60 to 80% range. So you have, you know, 2 to 4 people that have this problem that never really get back to their sport. So it's really important to be proactive and try to prevent these injuries, and secondly, identify them early so that we can avoid them getting down the cascade to having problems that require surgery.
Patrick Nowt is an MD and orthopedic surgeon with the Mid-Michigan Physicians Group. If you want to hear this interview and more information, just go to www.sparrow.org/meet experts. Thanks, Dr. Nowt. Appreciate your time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.